best that you'll see. And people, I mean, even now they see Kobe Bryant and towards the end of his career and say, oh, wow, he's missing shots and all that. But you have to keep in mind, I mean, he's one of the greatest players ever to play the sport. Like, there isn't going to be another Kobe Bryant, just like there wasn't another Michael Jordan. So people, like, need to embrace it and be like, man, like, this is the end of an era, you know? Even along with him, Tim Duncan, all those guys. I mean, it's the end of an era. There isn't going to be anybody like him, so.
You got to school some of these kids on Jordan.
Huh?
You got to school some of these kids
on Jordan. Yeah, I mean, everyone's, you know, I'm trying to see. You know, all these kids are wearing, you know, LeBron kicks now. Like, don't even know what Jordan, like, who Jordan is. And it's like, it's crazy. It's like, man, you got to understand, like, you know, even when the Jordan 1s came out, when, you know, Jordan 3s came out, like, that's like, you know, it's greatness.
Is it comparable? Is his stature comparable to Favre? And I say that because he's top of mind after Sunday.
Oh, man. Comparable to
Favre. Or what he did for that position in that team?
Yeah. I would still put MJ in a completely different, you know, kind of sidebar, you know, category. I mean, Brett Favre, you know, a heck of a competitor, you know, also arguably one of, you know, the greatest, you know, him, Peyton Manning, Brady, they're, you know, all in that, you know, Marino, they're all in that, you know, category. But I think if you compare Michael Jordan, you think of the greats that he played with, you know, Charles Barkley, Hakeem Olajuwon, John Stockton, Karl Malone, you know, he's in a league of his own against even his peers. So, you know, you got to say, you know, and then even look now, you look at Kobe Bryant. He's kind of has that similar stature, you know, with the guys that he's played with in his era. You know, he has that kind of, you know, set aside, like, you know, look at his track record. I mean, comparable to, in terms of accolades, is Tim Duncan, and that's with the Spurs. I mean, other than that, there's not a player close to what, you know, Kobe Bryant's done.
Will you be there on Sunday?
You know, I think I'm going to have to get tickets to it. I mean, it's looking like, it, you know, it might be sold out, but I'm going to have to, you know, find a way. Hey, anyone out there that got extra tickets, let me know.
I think Slay's going to be there.
You know, Slay's, you know, Kobe Bryant, like, worshiper. He has a shrine in his locker or something.
He said he's going to bring a sign that says Slay loves Kobe.
Oh, of course. He said he's going to sit courtside, yeah, with a
Would
heart.
Would you sit next to him if he was holding that sign up?
No. I'd ask for my seats to be moved.
Yeah. Back to football real quick.
Yeah.
You had mentioned after the demotion or whatever you want to call it with Issa, you had said you can't take it pridefully because you got to be ready to play and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Is Thursday an example of what you're talking about?
Were yeah.
you going out there, you know, and playing well, it seems?
Oh, I mean, last Thursday?
Last Thursday.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I've been a starter in this league for, you know, a number of years now. I mean, I know how to perform, you know, when given the opportunity. So, yeah, it's all about your preparation. Like I said, it's about us winning at this point. I mean, you know, you look where we're at and, you know, big divisional game, you know, it's and a rival game. It's about us winning and whatever, you know, needs to happen for us to win, you know, I'm on board.
You've played mostly alongside Glover. How did it change with Issa? How was your chemistry out there with him?
Oh, you know, it was great. Yeah, great. Issa is a great player. You know, Glover, me, you know, we have that chemistry because we played longer together. But, you know, Issa is such a smart player that we hit it on the run and you know, made it work.
Were you playing strong safety or free safety mostly when you were out with Issa? Or was it interchangeable?
Interchangeable. You know, I said it before, you know, I played enough in this league that, I can play both sides. But, you know, when asked, and, you know, we made it work. Like I said, we did. It was good.
I know you guys don't want to be in the position you're in right now, but is there a sense of a why not us attitude that can be healthy at this point?
Yeah, I mean, of course. When you're in this predicament, you know, it's by our own doing, you would say. But you know, once you're here, it's about us and why not us? I mean, Coach Caldwell said that even last time we played Green Bay. You know, why not? Why not? You know, why not us? And you know, that's kind of our
James,
standpoint.
James, you guys went 1-7 to start the season. It's 3-0 in your past three. What's been the biggest change, you think, with the team? The reason for the turnaround?
You know, guys, I mean, anytime, like I've said in the past, anytime you have, you know, firings at the top, it trickles down to everybody. And guys are like, hey, you know, we're playing for our jobs here. We're playing for our families. And I don't know if that's a wake-up call, but, you know, guys are, you know, not to say that we were less committed before, but paying attention to the details, putting in extra study time, meeting as groups, you know, after practice, whatever it is. And, you know, it's about the details at this point in the season. Everyone's going to be banged up. Everyone's going to have, you know, kind of the things that they do well and things that they don't do well. But it's about the details and execution, and, you know, the game hasn't changed, and, you know, guys have stepped up.
Michael Ilitch was in the spotlight yesterday with the big signing downtown of Jordan Zimmerman, and that kind of showed his commitment. Is that kind of what Martha Ford's doing now, is showing her commitment in that regard?
Well, I mean, yeah, she's showing her commitment by making tough decisions. You know, she's committed to, you know, winning and having an organization that that competes at a high level every year. So, I mean, she's shown that with, you know, the decisions that she's made, and going forward, I believe she will do that.
Is it strange prepping for the same team twice in like 3 weeks?
Nah, I mean, you know, it's kind of one of those things. I mean, you know what they do, they know what we do, and, you know, it comes down to, you know, making plays on Thursday.
Do you guys do anything unique with mixing up calls or changing?
Of course. I mean, yeah. I mean, you just played them, so there's going to have to be wrinkles, and, you know, we can anticipate that they'll have wrinkles in. But at the end of the day, it comes down to, you know, execution, tackling, catching, and running. You know?
How tough of a guy is Theo Riddick in practice, tackle in practice?
A.K.A. dead leg. You know, he's a great player. Great. I mean, he's been such an asset to our offense in terms of, you know, opening up the middle of the field and, you know, even, you know, out of the backfield running the ball, not even just catching passes. He's such a threat. So, you know, hey, keep getting him the ball so we can keep getting touchdowns.
Well, how do you slow down Aaron Rodgers?
You got to get after them. I mean, it's no different than, you know, any other team that's had success against them this year is, you know, you have to have him under duress. You know, he makes that team go. So, you chop the head, the rest of the body will follow. And that's really the mindset. I mean, you have to get after him as a quarterback.
Over earlier this week said that the running game, shutting down the running game is also critical because if you make them one-dimensional, it makes them a little bit easier to contain. Fair?
Of course. That's very true. I mean, the running game, I mean, you have Eddie Lacy, you have Starks, phenomenal runners. You have to. It does, you know, start with them, you know, in 12. You know, I mean, Aaron Rodgers does a great job of checking the plays and getting them in the right run plays in certain situations. So, yeah, we have to, you know, continue to do what we've done the past 3 weeks. We'll just stop the run.
Your offense has turned a corner, put up some pretty big numbers here lately. Are guys on the defense maybe standing up and watching a little bit more than they were early in the season?
I mean, we always watch. I mean, you look at, you know, the guys that are out there. I mean, you know, it's big plays waiting to happen. So, you know, it's a testament to, you know, the aggressiveness on offense, not taking their foot off the pedal, and, you know, just continuing to, you know, push on. There's a couple games there where, you know, we scored 18 points and, you know, we were able to, you know, get a win there against the Raiders. But, you know, there's going to be games like that, and then there's going to be games like the Eagles. So, you know, they're doing a good job. They just got to keep pressing on and making plays.